This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Buying a piece of a company through a stock that trades on the NASDAQ or New York stock exchanges is public equity. Go right up to a firm and invest directly is private equity. These are often powerful pools of investors who will be on the hot seat in a hearing before the House Finance Committee today. Democrats in Congress, this includes Senator and presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, have criticized private equity firms for making companies borrow excessively, resulting in messes like Sears or Toys R Us. But these private equity investors are set to push back on government efforts to curb their activities. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Private equity firms buy up companies, try to turn them around if they're in trouble, then sell them off at a profit. Eileen Applebaum at the Center for Economic and Policy Research says the firms sometimes leave the companies they acquire weaker or bankrupt.
They mortgage the assets, real estate, any equipment that's there. Use that as collateral, they load them up with an enormous amount of debt.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has proposed making the firms liable for that debt, hiking their tax rate, and protecting workers. A new report from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Warren's bill would lead to less private equity investment, more job losses, and business failures. The chamber's Tom Quadman says bankruptcies like Toys R Us are unfortunate, but not the norm.
Sometimes a turnaround just doesn't turn around. What is missed is the hundreds or if not thousands of examples that have been successful.
He points to private equity winners, Popeye's Chicken, Pete's Coffee, and Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.